Dude, she is so hot. I think she's the best looking girl in this school. She's in my Spanish class.
I know what you mean. Chris says he is friends with her on Facebook. She just started at our school a few weeks ago. You should get to know her, man. I mean, once she accepts your friend request, you can begin your smooth talk and see if it works out.
Yeah, I think I will do that. What a great idea. Not to change the subject, but are you going to church tonight for youth group?
I'm gonna try. My parents are threatening to ground me again.
What is it this time?
They say that I act different at school than at church. It's just one thing after another. You're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. They keep saying I need to be consistent, whatever that means.
That stinks. Well, I'll catch up with you later on, and I'll let you know if I have that new friend.
Later on that same day.
Hello, Miss Beautiful. All I have to do is become your friend, and you will be mine.
Jackson. Is that guy in my Spanish class? I guess he's okay. I mean, I don't really know him, but he seems nice in class. Besides, I hear he goes to the church that we're visiting tonight. So, he must be a nice guy. Okay, I have another friend on Facebook.
All right. Let's see what should I say. Hey, Haley. How's it going? If you were a booger, I would pick you first. No, that wouldn't work. I like that picture. It's really, you are the hottest girl at the school, and you and I should be together. Do you want to go to my friend's party next weekend?
Haley, 6:15. It's time to leave for church.
Okay. I'm really excited to check out this new youth group. I hear there's lots of students from my school who go there.
The problem with today's youth is that they live in this postmodern world where they act one way at school, one way as Christians, those of us who are, one way on Facebook, another way at home. There's an identity crisis going on today. It has to stop. When Christ comes into our hearts, he begins to change us from the inside out. Our hearts are first, and then our actions and our thoughts should follow. Just look at Jackson. He should be an example to us all. He's a student leader and a strong Christian on his campus. I think his gifts are amazing. And it just goes to show you what can happen if you just let the Lord change you.
He is right. Why do I act so different? Why is it that when I'm at church, I act one way, but online, at school, and at home, I act differently? The question is, has Jesus come into my heart? Have I surrendered my heart to him? Oh no, Haley's here. Oh my goodness. When she sees me here and then goes home to read that message I sent her on Facebook, I'm gonna be so embarrassed.
Hey, Jackson. So, I guess we're friends on Facebook now.
Yeah, I guess we are. When did you start coming here?
Today's our first day. It seems really nice. The people are nice, too. I think it's so hard to find consistent Christians, just like the pastor was saying. They're either different at school or different at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to be consistent. I do love the Lord, you know.
Really? That's cool. I think it's hard to remember who you are in Christ. Oh, my parents are coming. I guess it's time to head home. Are you going to be online later?
Yeah, I should be.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
Bye. I can't believe I'm such a jerk. I do act differently around my friends and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think I should figure this out, but not tonight.